USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Liberties is holding a hearing on violence against protesters and journalists. Republican Ranking Member Jim Jordan from Ohio is criticizing Democratic leaders across the United States for shutting down houses of worship but allowing mass protesters during the pandemic.
For the past several months, we have seen Democrat mayors, Democrat governors tell American citizens, you can't open your business, you can't go to church, you can't buy a gun, you can't go to your loved one's funeral. But somehow when it came to the protest, it was all different.
The Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana law that would have required abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at hospitals within 30 miles of the clinics. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the four liberal justices on the court in the decision, granting abortion advocates a surprising victory. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she agrees with presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden's assessment that mask usage should be mandated on a federal level amid the surge of coronavirus cases across the United States. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano says the feds aren't able to mandate such a thing.
Well, the federal government certainly can't do it because the federal government is not charged with public health or public safety. That's an area, Melissa, that is reserved by the 10th Amendment to the Constitution for the states.
Napolitano continues on Fox News, though, that the feds are able to do something.
The federal government can recommend it. Its scientific arm, the CDC, can recommend it, but it can't be compelled.
A man is dead after another shooting in Seattle's CHOP zone. The gunfire erupted early this morning in the Capitol Hill district that left another person critically injured. It's unknown what led to the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After a major COVID-19 spike in Texas, officials are meeting to try to flatten the curve. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx met with Vice President Mike Pence and Texas Governor Greg Abbott to talk about what can be done.
The concern that's been raised is what is happening now is very different than what was happening through April and May, where you were having outbreaks that were quickly contained because they were in a nursing home or a prison or a meatpacking plant. And somehow over the last 15 or 16 days, it's taken on a very different aspect through Texas.
According to Texas officials, there are more hospitalizations now in the 20 to 40-year-old age group.
Going a little bit more in-depth on the COVID-19 outbreaks down in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott adds,
we need to understand that COVID-19 has taken a very swift and very dangerous turn in Texas over just the past few weeks. Over just the past few weeks, the daily number of cases have gone from an average of about 2,000 to more than 5,000 per day.
The NFL is fining the New England Patriots $1.1 million and taking away a 2021 third-round draft pick after the club's television crew was caught filming the sideline of the December 8th game between the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.